Live from a secret location in Belfast City Centre, this is the Belfast Podcast. It's the kid Ryan. Joining me, as always, is Rex Quando. Hi, Rex.
Hi, Ryan.
Our aim is to critique every bar in Belfast.
It is, and that is just to let you know where you should go, with whom you should go, how you should go, and whence. Whence is definitely a word.
It's the most important part.
It's the most important part. That's why I said it last.
Today, it's the Hercules Bar.
Hercules.
Rex, tell me about your first time in the Hercules.
The Hercules Bar, we were just sitting in front of the Hercules Bar. It took me forever to get a drink. It wasn't even that busy.
No, it wasn't. It was a Saturday night.
It was a Saturday night. Special Saturday night.
It was a special Saturday night. We'll come back to that in a minute.
I did have a bit of crack with the regulars there. It seems to attract mainly older folk.
An older crowd there.
But they were friendly enough.
Yeah, they did seem quite nice. What did you order at the bar?
I ordered a Magners for you.
Yeah.
And I ordered a Carlsberg for me.
You had a Carlsberg the second time when we went back. Researching this pod, we had we had a Carlsberg.
Yes, we have only been there twice.
Is twice enough?
I think it is.
They do have a vast selection of TVs. There was quite a few up there showing the football on Thursday nights.
That was really good. Wherever you turned your head, you could always catch your goals, if there were any.
There was one.
There was one.
We saw one. Now, one thing that impressed me about the Hercules, I guess, was it's a little bit cheaper than some of the other bars in Belfast.
Yeah, especially for a bar squarely in the city centre. It's very well priced.
Slightly off the beaten track. No more so than, say, Kelly Cellars.
It's quite a bit more on the beaten track than a bar like Madden's. Yeah, Madden's is quite hard to find if you don't know where it is. We should definitely pay it another visit.
When we're not blind drunk.
So not tonight then?
Not tonight. Or maybe tonight. Or maybe not tonight. Or maybe tonight's a good night for mono. More on that next week.
Next week, really?
Why were we in Hercules that night? Or what led us to Hercules? What were we doing before that?
Well,
What ill-advised keeper did you take us on?
I'm wondering how I should put this. Well, the Saturday night we went, it was a special Saturday night. Saturday night of February the 14th.
Otherwise known as...
Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day. Originally, we wanted to make that our first podcast, and we wanted to get it out quickly. And I thought... it may be good to have some kind of gimmick that we can also talk about something spicy. That led me to the brilliant idea of first going to see 50 Shades of Grey.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we were both a little bit taken aback after that movie.
Give us a brief synopsis of 50 Shades of Grey for all the guys, mainly, and some of the girls that haven't bought in.
Well, it's girl meets guy. Guy beats up girl. Quite a bit.
Not literally. She wants it.
Yeah, but he still beats her up. I don't really see the difference, Ryan. I don't really see the difference. He still beats her up.
Did you enjoy the film?
I enjoyed aspects of the film. Art direction. Music.
Yeah, I must say the music was very good. I enjoyed the music.
It was Danny Elfman.
It was probably my favorite part of the film.
I really liked the Beyonce track that they really did a slowdown of that. The slower version that they also have in the trailer.
Just to give you some background on the film there, Rex, it's currently grossed $530 million worldwide.
That's astonishing.
The 123rd best grossing film. What's the best grossing film, Rex?
Of all time?
Yep.
Isn't that Avatar?
It is indeed. And second best?
It's probably Titanic.
Yep. Two James Cameron films.
Yeah.
I've never actually seen Avatar the whole way through.
I haven't seen it at all.
It was playing in a pub. Once I watched some of it, I went back to drinking instead. But just to give you some stats on 50 Shades of Grey itself, it is the fastest selling and probably one of the best selling books of all time. It was also the first ebook to sell over 1 million copies for the Kindle. What do you think of that?
I have no thoughts on that. I have no place to put these statistics. I don't know how to put those in context. Excellent. What was the previous one?
It was The Tales of Beedle the Bard by J.K. Rowling.
Okay.
And before that, it was The Da Vinci Code by Dan Brown, a bit better known one.
Yep. I've read The Da Vinci Code, but haven't we all?
I haven't, no. But
you haven't?
No.
You haven't read The Da Vinci Code?
No.
It takes you about 2 hours in total. It's Does 2 hours wasted, but yeah. It'll only take you about 2 hours. Have you watched
a movie? I watched a bit of the film, and then I give up. I do like Tom Hanks and Paul Bettany. 50 Shades of Grey was derived or born of Twilight fan fiction.
Yeah.
Because of that, it's very poorly written.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't really... I mean, Twilight is supposedly very badly written. If you're already a fan of Twilight, then there's really no hope for the book that you're going to write, is there?
Yeah.
The pants are well hung.
Lip biting. It's mentioned 43 times, or that's an average of 1.7 times per day, because the book is set over 25 days. Blushing, 127 times, that's mentioned. That's 5.1 times every day. How often do you blush every day, Rex? 5.1 times?
I must say, I don't really think I blush every day.
Well, she blushes a lot.
She blushes a lot.
Anna says, holy, 147 times. That's once every 3.5 pages. And in comparison, holy is said 360 times during the whole 1960s Batman series.
Holy pop cultural reference, Ryan.
Anna Holy's 116% more than Batman's Robin.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
That is amazing.
I wonder what Adam West would think of that.
Probably not a lot.
Or Burt Ward. Burt Ward being 1960s Robin, of course.
Also, when they added up how much Anna drinks over that 25-day period, mm-hmm. she averages 6.7 units per day, and that's nearly three and a half times the recommended daily intake for women. So would you like a quote from A.O. Scott of the New York Times?
A.O. Scott of the New York Times. He normally does movies, right? Is this a...
Yes, he does.
Is this
indeed.
For the movie?
Yeah, this is for the movie. It's a terrible movie, but it might nonetheless be a movie that feels good to see. Whether you squirm or giggle or roll your eyes or just sit still and take your punishment.
I think that's pretty apt. That is pretty apt. We should do that bit from Beyonce.
About love, got me looking so crazy right now.
About love,
got me looking so crazy right now.
About love,
got me looking so crazy right now.
About love,
got me looking so crazy right now.
About love,
got me looking so crazy right now.
About love,
got me looking so crazy right now.
We got to talk a bit about the Hercules Bar again. We got sidetracked a bit. And we were thinking about the name because we didn't just see 50 Shades of Grey in order to make this podcast a success.
Rex.
Yeah.
I asked this last week and it didn't work. But do you think the Hercules Bar is named after Hercules?
Yeah, I think it definitely is named after Hercules. Hercules, of course, being the Greek demigod, Greek hero, son of
Zeus.
Zeus.
Hey, Zeus. Tell me a bit about Hercules, Rex.
Well, I have some statistics about
Hercules. You have some statistics as well?
Yes, he did some labors. He did 12 in total. 12 labors. Originally, there was going to be 10, but the evil king that commissioned those labors didn't count two of them. He didn't count slaying the Hydra because Hercules had help from his charioteer Iolus, and he didn't count the cleaning of the Augean stables because he made Augeas pay for his effort, and that was against the rules, apparently.
So he cleaned them in a single day.
Yeah.
Which might not sound that impressive until you realize that
the Augean stables were filled with thousands and thousands of divinely healthy cows, and the stables had not been cleaned in a couple of decades.
So tell us a little bit about the other 10 there.
The other 10, well, the first big labor that he completed was slaying the Nemean lion. And then after he did that, he took the lion's pelt and wore it. And the lion's hide was impenetrable. So the only way to skin the lion was to cut one of its teeth and then skin the lion with its own teeth, because that was the only thing that could be used. Then he slayed the Hydra, which we talked about. Then he captured the golden hind of Artemis. Then he captured the Erymanthian boar. Then was the stables. Then was slaying some birds that were a big pest. He captured a Cretan bull. He stole the mares of Diomedes. And he obtained the girdle of Hippolyta, the queen of the Amazons. He again stole some cattle. And then he stole the apples of the Hesperides. Final one was capture and bring back Cerberus, which is the hound that guards the gates of hell. That's all 12 of them.
What was your favorite?
Favorite one was the Hydra. Yeah, because it involved both enormous amounts of courage and strength and wits. Combined the two of them. And Hercules was known for both his wits and his brawn. Both his brain and his brawn. It is quite good. Did you happen to see the...
The Rock!
The Rock was okay. The main issue I have with those movies is that they try to come up with a demythologized version of events. So instead of the Greek hero of myth and legend who slays monsters and deals with the gods, you just have some guy with a retinue of men playing off that legend a bit. They did that with Troy, they did that with that horrible King Arthur movie with Clive Owen. It sucks. What they do is play off that legend, so you're going to have King Arthur, or you're going to have Hercules, and you expect loads of great fantasy and mythological stuff, and then they take it all away. I just take it all away. And you want to talk a bit about the 1997 Disney movie then?
Whoa! What a day! First that restaurant by the bay, and then that play, that Oedipus thing. Man, I thought I had problems.
Well done, Ryan.
As you know, we always end each week with our recommendation. So first up, Rex, who would you recommend the Hercules to?
I would recommend the Hercules to someone who loves a bit of peace and quiet, who loves bright lights. Because I think the lights in the Hercules bar are a bit too bright, at least for my taste. Who does not want to miss anything when he's watching the football in a pub. There's no way you can crane your neck without actually seeing a screen. And someone who is in a city centre and wants to grab a quick pint and doesn't want to pay too much. Or maybe a tourist. Yeah, I think I might recommend it to tourists just for their first beer. And because the locals there, they're a bit older, regular. Still quite open, still quite in for a bit of a chat. So I reckon if you're a tourist, if you're from abroad, you open up to them, tell them about where you want to go. They might give you some good local advice. And what about you, Ryan? Who would you recommend the Hercules Bar to?
I would recommend the Hercules Bar to you if you were an old man and you enjoyed rubbish karaoke-style singing.
Oh yeah, we didn't even say that. Well, I didn't think the singing was all that awful. I thought...
Awful!
I thought the rest of it was awful. And who would you recommend 50 Shades of Grey to, Ryan?
Frustrated woman. Hey, who would you recommend 50 Shades of Grey to, Rex?
I would recommend it to men who are fed up with being Mr. Nice Guy, Ryan. I would recommend it to Danny Elfman fans. If you are just interested in soundtracks... And
if you were blind.
If you're blind, it would work quite well if you're blind.
It would.
The blind on we, that bombshell, Ryan.
We have been the Belfast Pubcast. I've been Ryan, the kid, and you've been...
Rex Quando, apparently.
Join us next week when we shall be critiquing The Bar With No Name.
Sure, why not? Does it have golf on? We could talk about golf. We're going to disagree about
talk
golf.
Talk about Auntie Annie's. Rex, before we go, anything that you'd like to plug?
Anything that I'd like to plug? Well, I've seen ads for the jazz festival that's coming up the 25th and the 26th of March. So I'm quite interested in going. I just haven't figured out yet where I'm going to be. I reckon Jazz Festival is going to be all over the place, isn't it? How about you? What do you want to plug?
Well, I'll plug our new Twitter page, @BelfastPubcast.
All right.
You can find out all our updates on there and give us a shout. So from the Belfast Pubcast, we'll see you next week.
We'll see you next week.
Bye-bye.
No, you'll hear us next week.
Bye-bye.
This is a podcast, Ryan.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
I love the Hercules Bear. It's a great spot.
Hercules Bear. Great spot.
Yeah, it's a great spot. I really like the Hercules Bear.
It's a
grazer
right now.
Give me a look, it's a grazer.
Thank you, Rex.
There you go, Ryan.